And good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Monday morning. I am in many ways. It's been lovely and kind of crazy, but all good. You are here with me today on 1-2 Radio, and you are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa. It is July 1st, Monday, July 1st, 2024. Oh, it feels like we just started the year, literally. It really does. It does not feel like we have already been through half the year. And I don't know what's happening with time lately. It just seems like it speeds up, it slows down. And it's wild. Before I launch into that, let me just tell you guys how to get over to the Facebook page so you can join in the conversation. Excuse me, one second, I have to clear my throat. Sorry about that. I might have to do that occasionally. Just mute myself so I can clear my throat and not do it in your ear. Okay, so Facebook. Let me get my bearings here. I did not just wake up, even though it sounds like I did. I have been awake for some time, and I have been dealing with life issues. So this morning, before I tell you how to get into Facebook, I'll tell you what happened. Well, first, let me tell you how to get into Facebook. I'm being very indecisive today. So go to your device and go to, I'm doing it with you, 1-2radio.com. And that will bring you to a page where you'll see some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. Hit chat, and that will bring you over to the 1-2radio.com Facebook page, our private group, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And what you can do there is you can make comments, you can ask me questions. If you have anything pressing you would like to know that I can answer for you, I will gladly do that. And hey, Edward, I'm looking in the comments right now. Edward says, halfway through the year, time seems to have flown, except April for me felt like it took forever. I wonder why. Oh, I know why. yeah, that was a pretty rough month for you, Edward. A lot happened for you. Blessed morning to you, though, he says. Hoping you are keeping cool. Yeah, actually, I just turned on my air conditioning. Not because, pardon my throat, guys. Not because I was particularly warm. I actually was fine, but there was so much noise going on outside my window. I've taken to opening my windows the last month or so because the weather's been so nice. And it's actually been kind of hot. So I've had to turn my AC on a few times. So I turned it on this morning just because it was very noisy outside. The guys were outside with all the gardening equipment. And I was informed that I would have to let some chimney sweep people in. Now I have a fireplace. I've actually never used it in all the years I've been here. It's just kind of nice to have. I'm just not someone who starts fires in my home. I'm just not. I kind of leave that to people who know what they're doing when they're starting fires, which I don't, and I'm not going to attempt it. Because I'd probably end up burning the building down, and that would not be good. So, the fireplace has never been used, but apparently they have to do this once a year chimney inspection. Or at least they said they did. Maybe they don't. Hopefully they won't have to, but they said it was going to be sometime Monday. And so, of course, you know, I can't really answer the door and be interrupted when I'm in the middle of talking to all of you on my radio show. So I called them and let them know that, you know, I have a very small window today. You can come after my show. But other than that, you know, I have other things that I'm doing here, and I'm working pretty much all day long here. And you can't just walk in my house whenever you want, because that would be awkward. You know, especially if I've got people here and we're in the middle of meditating or whatever we're doing, is just, you can't be walking into my house, people. You have to like make an appointment. So I did let them know. They seemed very agreeable, and I was happy about that. So hopefully they'll be able to maybe not even have to inspect my chimney at all, which would be lovely. I'm a very private person. I don't really love people, I don't know, coming into my home, especially workmen with dirty shoes. Not happy about that. Pardon me, I just wolfed down a green smoothie right before the show, which I normally do when I have a little more time, but I kind of did it really quick, so now it's repeating on me, which is lovely. So aren't you guys happy I share like all the little moments of my life with you? Even down to my digestive issues. Okay, let's get on the bandwagon here. So yeah, so it's been, the past few days have just been kind of hairy talking about time. I don't know about any of you, but this week I have been traveling to and fro, up to my dance class, which is in Orange County. And I have had, you know, different appointments that I've had to keep this week. And every time I have needed to be in a certain place at a certain time, something has happened to delay me, like not just by a little, but by hours. And this week it happened 3 days in a row. It happened Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, where I had to be home for an appointment, and I had to be somewhere else for an appointment, and I could not get there in time. I was in traffic for 4 hours on Thursday, 4 whole hours. That has never happened. And so, you know, it happened again, not 4 hours, but it happened again on Friday and Saturday, for a slightly lesser amount of time, thank goodness, because that would have just been really intolerable to have to do that 3 days in a row. But seriously, I mean, I see this pattern, and I'm like, what is this about? Is this trying to teach me something? Is this, you know, showing me something that's happening in the collective, in the universe, with the energy that's happening? And I'm sure it's probably a little bit of all of that. But I actually was very proud of myself on Thursday when I was sitting in traffic for 4 hours. I'm not kidding. I was literally sitting in traffic for 4 hours on the 5 in California. Yeah. And what happened was, I was following my GPS, and my GPS rerouted me down one of the military roads. Now, this is my GPS, which should know better, you would think. And it rerouted me from the terrible traffic on the 5 down to the military road, which I don't usually tend to go on because it's a military road and you're really not supposed to. But my GPS is rerouting me this way. So I took the military road, and lo and behold, it was clear. It was actually clear until I got to the checkpoint, where there were two lovely men. And when I got there, they told me that I could not go through because there was no through road. So I had to turn around and go all the way back from where I had just come, which was probably about, I mean, maybe a mile, but a mile that I was not on by myself. There were many other cars who had the same GPS, apparently, and had been rerouted the wrong way. So I don't know if I need to call the GPS people or if I need to, like the guy at the checkpoint suggested, he's like, call your governor. And then he made a really funny joke about the governor, which I probably shouldn't say here, but it was pretty funny. Had something to do with his hair. Anyway, the governor here gets a lot of flack for his hair, and many other things, I might add. But we won't get into that right now. But yeah, he was a funny guy, this man at the checkpoint. So anyway, I had to go all the way back and deal with the traffic that I was trying to avoid in the first place. So there was that. That was how my week went. But I was surprisingly zen the whole time about the whole thing. I mean, I really didn't love being in traffic, but there was just, I feel like at least I have, and I know other people have too. I feel like the ascension energies were really strong this week, and I feel like a lot of us had some really powerful upgrades. I know I definitely have been feeling that. I managed to be very zen, and I actually surprised myself that I was so calm and so peaceful, just really peaceful in all of that traffic when I really had to be somewhere. You know, it was important. And I really had to be somewhere. I didn't want to be late. I didn't want to have to reschedule. And yet it was really kind of out of my control. Like I couldn't do anything about it at all. Not even if I wanted to. And of course, as I always tell all of you, and as I know very well myself, the best thing to do when you're in a place where you have no control, which we really never do anyway, is not to resist it, right? So I didn't resist it. I allowed it to be there. I didn't get upset about it. I knew that everything was going to work out one way or another because it always does if you let it. And so I let it. I didn't even have to do anything. I really was just in that place where it was surprisingly to me, it was surprisingly easy for me to just be peaceful in that place. And I was really happy that I responded so well to that situation because, you know, had this been 5 years ago, I would not have responded half as well. And I would not have been happy about the situation. Not at all. You know, I might not have gotten angry, but I definitely would have been stressed. Even maybe a year ago, you know, I probably would have been a lot more stressed than I am at this point. And I feel like that's because I've been using the tools that I always talk about here on my show. I've been really learning that certain things work and other things don't. And the thing that works is just allowing things to be as they are. And what doesn't work is resistance, because that just creates more of what I don't want. So I'm happy to report that at least this week, I have been strangely non-resistant and wonderfully non-resistant. And I hope that all of you are finding that you are becoming a lot more allowing and a lot more non-resistant in your everyday life and the everyday situations that you face too, because that is what will help you the most. I can guarantee you that. It just works so much better. You know, I could have thrown a fit sitting there in 4 hours of traffic, and some other time I probably would have, but not this time. I was real proud of myself. Pat myself on the back for that one. But yeah, and the interesting thing about it too is that, excuse me, I almost felt like this. I didn't almost feel. I definitely felt this peacefulness. like I breathed and this peacefulness just came into my body and I just relaxed. I didn't have to make myself do it, but with my breath, because breath is a very powerful tool, with just taking a breath sometimes, like I did in this situation, it just relaxed me. And it just made me, like it filled me with an energy where I knew everything was going to be okay. It might not go exactly as I wanted it to or expected it to, but I knew that it was going to be the best thing for everybody involved. You know, and it really ended up being that way. I really do feel that. Everything worked out. Nobody suffered. At least I hope not. But everything really did work out. And I'm happy to say that using the tools really does work, you know, breathing and relaxing, not resisting, and just allowing whatever's there to be there. That is what shifts the energy, just the non-resistance piece. The allowing, it really does shift energy, because once you go into resistance, you know, the energy gets stuck and then nothing moves. Not that it was moving particularly well in that traffic, but it probably would have been 8 hours had I resisted. So I figured 4 hours is enough. I wasn't going to resist. So anyhow, that's how the last part of last week was going for me, and everything else was beautiful and lovely, and that's because I just rolled with everything. I mean, different things were happening, but I rolled with it. You can't really resist if you know that it's not going to help you, and that's kind of the point I've reached, I think. excuse me. I reached the point where when I'm conscious enough to remember, which is becoming more often, thankfully, I just know that resistance is really futile, and just allowing things to be there and allowing the energy to shift at the same time is the best way to go. So let me go back to the Facebook chat. Just, you know, I just wanted to share that with you. It's like one more lesson in non-resistance. Literally, quite literally. Okay. Oh, God, it's my throat. Excuse me. Okay. All comments. Hey, Catherine. Aw, I haven't seen you in a while. She says, good morning, Lori. Miss listening to you. Blessed to be here today. So good to see you. I was thinking about you the other day, as a matter of fact. I was wondering, because I hadn't seen you in a while. Hey, Renee. Renee's here with us. And she says, happy July. Okay, Edward has a comment. Okay, he says, I wonder if it is a sign to not do dance class, but that would be crazy because that is your art and workout. Bite your tongue, Edward. No, that was not an option. It was actually on the way back from class, not going there. Although that has happened too. And yes, I have taken it as a sign that, you know, on those rare occasions, I'm just not supposed to be there for some reason. But no, that's not what it was about. And you say, maybe it is a test of patience or planning. Well, no amount of planning could have predicted this. But patience, definitely, which I had. And he says, you can also make suggestions to Google about bad paths and explain how. Well, that's probably what I'm going to have to do. And thank you for that suggestion. Your Virgo is certainly showing. I love the Virgos because they always make great suggestions. And I have a Virgo moon, so I tend to be that way as well. Pardon me. Yeah, so I'm going to definitely have to I'm going to have to do something. My GPS is, that was a really not great place to send me. It really was so wrong. Like, it couldn't have been more wrong. It was just, my GPS was very drunk. Very, very drunk. I'm going to take a sip of water. Okay. So, if none of you have questions at the moment, I want to encourage you to give me your questions if you have any, or comments, or just anything you'd like to say in the chat. I'm always interested in hearing what you guys are up to. I will read from my little book. There it is. My little book of meditations. It's called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. And these are daily meditations that are really just thoughts that you can ponder. And I'm sorry about the noise outside. It's kind of loud. Hopefully you can hear me. Yeah, these are just really, really nice little meditations for you to ponder. So there's one for every day. And since today is July 1st, I'm going to go to July 1st and see what it has to say. And I also forgot to tell you that I am happy to pull a card for you if you should want one for any reason. I'd be more than happy to do that. But right now, July 1st, Eileen Caddy's channel book of meditations. Here is what spirit has for us. Okay. Rejoice and give eternal thanks, for you know that you live forever. You do it one day at a time, living each moment fully and gloriously, forgetting the past, with no concern for the future. Simply accepting that life is eternal and has no beginning and no end. Although I will say that I think a lot of people need to aspire to this and don't actually do it. Because I think everybody's always remembering the past and worried about the future for the most part. At least a lot of people are. And I think that's normal because we're in human bodies. Excuse me, guys. Anyway, she goes on to say, all the time you are growing and expanding in consciousness, you are beginning to understand the mystery and wonder of life eternal and your realization of oneness with me, the creator of life. Step by step, you move onward and upward, filled with peace, tranquility, and serenity, realizing that as all is in my hands, you have nothing to concern yourself with. It is when you try to look too far ahead that life becomes a real burden, and too many souls bring fear, uncertainty, and even lack of faith and belief. Become as a little child, free and joyous, and life will be a continual source of delight for you. Believe in life and live it fully. That reminds me of something that I heard someone say the other day. Something that I had not ever really thought of. So this person was saying how they tend to worry about, you know, bad things happening. And while I can understand that, it's not someplace that I personally, thankfully, have ever really given a lot of thought to, because I feel like if you keep your vibration high, your consciousness level high, the really not so great things tend to happen less. And I feel like when we fear something, of course we attract it. And that doesn't mean, you know, if you have a fleeting thought of, oh my God, what if this were to happen? That doesn't mean it's going to happen, obviously. The law of attraction doesn't work that way. You know, it's when you have a heightened emotion along with the idea that sometimes, you know, things can manifest. I don't see the point of worrying, like it says here in the book, I don't see the point in worrying about what might happen in the future, especially if it's something you don't want. Like, why would you focus on that, right? I've always, I guess maybe it's just the way I'm wired, I've always focused more on my default setting, which is love. And my default, everyone's default setting is love, because that's the energy we're made of. We're made of God energy. We're made of love. God is love. Excuse me, one second, guys. It's one of those 1-2 frog throat days. Not too bad, but not great either. I probably shouldn't have had that smoothie right before I went on the air, honestly. Next time I'll know better. Okay. What was I saying? Okay, well, that thought totally left my mind. So I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat and see if any of you have any other questions. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought because, you know, that happens sometimes. Okay, all comments. Hey, Quali, I see you. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. Thanks, same to you. I just want to express my gratitude for everyone who's here. I always appreciate all of you listening, and I appreciate all your comments, all your questions, all your greetings, all your energy, all your love, really. But yeah, so anyway, okay, it's coming back to me now. The more we dwell in a certain energy, whether that's love or fear, that's what we're going to get more of. So I guess this person who was used to dwelling in the fear energy, you know, worrying about what's going to happen in the future, was kind of used to that. And that's unfortunate. But it's common. And I get that. And I am grateful that I do know my default is love. I know that I am love, and I can focus on that instead of the fear energy, because it's just, I don't know, somehow, I guess, even as a kid growing up, I've always just known that, you know, even if bad things happened, like, somehow I knew everything was going to be okay again, and it always was. And I'm thankful for that. I don't say that lightly. And I just feel like I felt sorry for this person, because I know that they've been through some hard stuff. And yet I wanted to say to them, you have to stop worrying about everything. And I know that's hard, because when bad things have happened to you, sometimes you worry that they're going to happen more, you know? But that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, the chicken or the egg, in a way. You have to get out ahead of it if you want good things to consistently happen. And that's what I've always tried to do. And that's why I share the tools that I do with all of you. The tools of relaxation, the tools of breath, the tools I learned in spiritual psychology, which are simply not judging anything negative and just allowing it to exist the way it is, and not having any kind of feeling, you know, one way or another about it, just being neutral, because going neutral is a powerful place. You can go neutral even if you have to practice it. You can go neutral in just about any situation if you really try. Sometimes it's harder than others, for sure. Excuse me. But that's what's going to shift it. The going neutral, it's like opening a door that's been stuck shut. You know, if there's a situation that's happening to you right now, and you're worrying about it, or you're worrying about something that might happen in the future that hasn't even happened, like, what good is that? It's better, if you can, to realize, no, I am a child of God. I am this God energy. I have spirit. I am spirit as a huge part of who I am. I may be in this human body right now for a while, but the majority of who I am is spirit. It's that consciousness. It's the observer of what happens to us. Right? And if you can look at it that way and be the observer of what's happening and be in a more neutral place, that's what opens the door and allows the energy to come through. Because if you keep that door shut with worry, it's stuck. Nothing can come in or out. But if you can allow yourself, even in the midst of turmoil, to say, okay, I'm going to trust spirit on this. I'm going to allow that energy to move, and I'm going to allow it to move by not judging it, by not resisting it, by not, you know, necessarily doing anything to change it, to push against it, unless there's something constructive that, yes, you can do. But often there isn't, right? And these are the situations that I'm talking about. And there's nothing really you can do except relax and just kind of let it be what it is, because worrying about it isn't going to change it. It's going to keep it more stuck, because that's fear energy and that's resistance. And what do we all know? We all know that when you're in resistance, spiritual energy cannot move. It will stay stuck and the door will stay shut. So the way to open that door and allow the air to come through and, you know, things to move and the energy to shift in any given situation is simply to allow and relax and breathe. Take a breath into your heart space. Let it open. Because when you're in resistance, your heart is closed. And nothing can get through. And you can't hear properly. You can't hear solutions. You can't hear spirit's guidance. You can only hear it when you're in alignment, when you're allowing yourself to be in that peaceful place or as peaceful as possible. Neutral. You know, it doesn't even have to be peaceful. It just has to be neutral. And neutral is pretty peaceful most of the time. So being in that place is really important, because that's where the energy can move. That's where that stuck door can open up and the energy can flow. The air can flow through. You know, people can come in to help. That's when the energy can move in and shift the situation for you sometimes without you having to do very much. So I know I tell all of you all of these things all the time. But I mean, I like to repeat them and I like to say them in different ways, because one, I always feel like even if I'm repeating myself and saying the same things, we really need to hear these reminders. It's so important. We need to remind ourselves, we need to be reminded. Because even I forget sometimes, and I teach this stuff, right? The more you remind yourself of these really, really important and effective tools and ways to get through life and the problems of life and, you know, whatever you encounter on your journey, the more you remind yourself, the more easy it's going to be to access that peace when you need it. And there is that peace inside all of us, that there is that place where there is always peace, and that is our God consciousness. It's always there. And if you acknowledge it, that's what's going to help shift any negative energy around you that's causing any issues. And it's going to really help things move. It's going to help the energy move. It's going to help you move. It's going to help the situation shift. And I stand by that because it has worked that way in my life, throughout my life. And I have watched really, you know, some pretty dire situations shift into really beautiful situations. And I'm not kidding when I say that, and I'm not making anything up, and I'm not exaggerating. I have watched some really scary situations in my life turn in moments from something I don't want to something I do want very much. So I can only speak from experience because I feel like that's the best teacher. And it's also part of my human design, trial and error. Yes, I do the trial and error, and I do the experiments, and then I come back to you, all of you, with the results so you don't have to make the same mistakes. So that's what I do. And I apologize for the noisy men outside. They're always here. You know, I think we're probably all used to them by now, even though we would prefer that they were not there. It's a situation that we must allow. Because if we resist, they'll just stay longer. So I'm going to allow the lovely leaf blowing man outside, who's just doing his job and really has no say in the matter, and probably has no idea I'm up here wanting it to be quiet and doing a radio show. We're just going to allow him to be there and make noise. And I will just talk louder so that you can all hear me. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat. Let's see what is up with all of you. Okay. I have to redo the whole thing because you guys disappeared on me. Okay. Well, it doesn't look like you're all very talkative today. You're fairly quiet. Okay, Catherine has a comment. All right, so Catherine says, I'm listening to The Untethered Soul on audiobook and getting so much out of it. Yay! Yeah, I think we talked about that one time, didn't we? I love that book. That's where I actually got the tool of breathing into my heart space and dropping everything and letting it go. It's fabulous. Okay, so she says, I'm listening to Untethered Soul and getting so much out of it. Yesterday, I listened to a chapter on stepping back to be the observer and to stay neutral. Well, of course you did, Catherine. And now you're hearing it here. So she goes on to say, once you get into the worry mode, it's like you get stuck in it and find resistance. Yep, that's it. So allowing neutrality and observing the situation will allow balance. Mm-hmm. The balance of the yin and yang, the up and down. The universe has to balance and will balance. Your job is just to observe and to allow the energy to flow so it will create balance. It sounds very similar to what you just described. Yeah, it sounds exactly like I just described. So I am happy to say that The Untethered Soul, Michael Singer, agrees with me. Yay. I didn't make this stuff up. You know, this is spiritual law. This is just the way things work. And many teachers talk about it. So thank you for that comment, Catherine. Many teachers talk about this. So many. They just say it in different words, right? And sometimes they say it in the same words, like here. Pretty much. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Somebody is knocking on my door and I told them not to do that. So I'm not answering it. Okay. Hang on, I'm going to take you guys with me and talk to these people. I'm sorry about this, guys. This is going to be really quick and really efficient. We're still on the air. Oh, it's just a package. Oh, my goodness. I thought it was the chimney guys. I thought it was the chimney guys bothering me when I specifically told them not to. But you see how that goes? I didn't resist it. I just took you guys along for the ride to my door where I found a lovely gift. Yay. Right? See, when we don't resist, we receive gifts. Today is Monday. I almost said March. Monday, June 17th, 2024. I don't know why I was thinking March. And it's 10:01 a.m. Right. On the West Coast.
A gift and everything. Everything you get presented.
And there is an opportunity in there. And a gift that comes along with that opportunity. So there's something for you that is for your highest and greatest good. And everyone else involved in whatever situation you happen to be in. It's always happening for your highest good. Even if it looks really negative. And I know that that's really hard sometimes to take in, because some situations are so rough. I mean, I know that. I mean, I've talked about this before, but probably not recently. Years ago, I had a really quite, you know, debilitating condition, medical condition in my body. I was fairly young, and not super young, but fairly young. And, you know, I was modeling at the time, and I was, you know, living my life like everyone does, you know, when they're somewhat young, or even when they're older, you should always live your life. But anyway, I just got hit with this arthritic type condition, all like in many of the joints of my body. And out of nowhere, it happened like slowly, but it got worse and worse over like a period of maybe, I don't even remember now, maybe a few months. But it was as if I felt in my body, I felt like an old woman, you know, who couldn't move. It was painful, and I had pain in many of my joints. I had to take medication every day just to be able to move around without pain. I'm not going to say it was excruciating, but I'm probably not remembering correctly, because at the time it was pretty painful. But of course, in hindsight, you know, it's not always, when we look back and remember pain, it's like pregnancy. It's like you're going through hell at the moment, and then later you don't remember it. Otherwise, you would never have any other children. So it's kind of like that with pain. It's a memory that's a strange memory for me. And I don't really dwell on it or think about it much, but it was just something that happened. And I somehow knew, even though, like, my body was in pain. I couldn't turn over in bed without pain. That's how bad it was at one point. And I went to my doctor and I said, I can't live like this. And he said, don't worry. We're going to take care of you. And he did. And he was like, I swear that man had God running through him, because he took such good care of me. He gave me hope. He gave me hope. Him, my fiance at the time, Dr. Fred, who was an amazing doctor, they all gave me hope that I would get rid of this and I would recover from this awful, awful thing that was happening to my body and this pain that I was in. And because they gave me hope, I believed that I would get better. And I believed wholeheartedly
and spirit and healing. And I didn't know as much then as I know about it now, but something in me knew. Something in me knew and believed that I was going to get better. And that, along with the help of all the doctors and loving people who supported me, I got better. And it happened within a couple of years tops. And that sounds like a long time, but it's not when you think about, you know, the duration of someone's life. I did. I got better. I would say like 99.9%. And that, I learned later, is not something that most people recover from. Not fully, anyway. So I'm something of a miracle, and I feel blessed beyond belief that I was able to get through that and to come out the other side. So when I talk about, that's just, I mean, that's like a, probably the most significant incident in my life where I could have lost all hope. And I almost did at one point, but I never really did. I always knew something inside me always told me that I would be fine. And I didn't know what it was, but I trusted it and I believed it. And that's what got me better. And that still small voice inside me was the voice of spirit, the voice of God, my angels, just, you know, spirit, the energy of the universe, the energy of our creator inside me, just assuring me, relaxing me, and letting me know that this issue that I was dealing with wouldn't be forever and I'd be okay. So that's the lesson in everything. That's like our life lesson. There's no more important lesson than that. You know, I was just really grateful, and I really feel like that's a big part of it too. The fact that I was grateful for all the support I had also played a big part in my healing, because the fact that I could be grateful for the support, which I absolutely was, even amidst the pain and the healing process. Well, we all know, like, when we're grateful for something, we get more of it, right? I had so much support. I had so much love and attention and people really caring about me. And between the gratitude and my trust in spirit, I mean, I know spirit healed me because I trusted spirit to heal me. Excuse me. One second, guys. Sorry, I had to blow my nose because when I start crying, my nose runs. But we have about 5 more minutes, so I'm going to go back into the Facebook chat. And I mean, the lesson in all that is really that we've just got to trust, no matter what's happening, no matter what situation is presented, we have to trust spirit to take care of it, because spirit will take care of it if you let spirit take care of it. You know, spirit, if you're going to have to do anything, spirit's going to let you know. You'll know. You'll see it. You'll get a sign. You'll figure it out, you know, and it won't be hard. It won't be something that you can't do. It'll be something that you can do. And you'll be made aware if necessary. Or just allow spirit to take care of it. Allow spirit to give you guidance. And just be allowing, and just don't be resistant. You gotta trust. It's so important. Trust that spirit knows what spirit is doing, even in the midst of pain. You know, And maybe the lesson there for me was just to trust, to learn to trust so intensely that today, excuse me, today I have that level of trust in me where sitting in traffic for 4 hours is like no big deal. I mean, really, compared to what I just was talking about, sitting in traffic is nothing. So, let me check in on all of you. Okay, all comments. Yeah, Catherine says it's always a coincidence with you. You're right, it is. We're definitely aligned, Catherine. And Shell is here. Hey, Shell. She just got distracted and almost forgot to tune in. Well, I'm glad you're here. She says, if you're pulling cards on Beyond Open, I probably won't have time to pull cards because we only have 3 minutes left. But I will definitely do it next week for you, I promise. So you woke feeling off. This is what Shell says. She woke feeling off. Not sure if it is an astrological thing. It very possibly could be because I don't know if you know, but Saturn just went retrograde in Pisces. So that can make you feel a little off. I feel good, but I also feel a little, it's weird. I feel scattered yet focused. I have no idea what that means, but it makes sense to me. Okay. And she says she's a Libra sun, Leo moon, Cancer rising. Yeah, Libra needs a lot of balance, obviously. If you're feeling unbalanced, you're gonna notice. pardon me, guys. Okay. So Shell says, oh my God, I had the same experience, but not in my bones. It was in my muscles. It was beyond awful, crushing nerve pain. Oh my God. That sounds really bad. Wow. She goes on to say, thank you for sharing. Makes me not feel so weird and alone. Oh, yeah. We always think we're so alone and we're really not, but I'm happy to share, especially if it helps. So Shell goes on to say, thank God I have healed and no longer suffer in this way. I'm very thankful for that, Shell. And she goes on to say, you guys on One to Listen have been the ones giving me hope to heal emotionally and build anew and start again at the age of 51. God has used you guys so much. Thank you for all that you do and for sharing your wisdom in these weekly shows. That I'm so happy to hear that, Shell. I really appreciate you saying that. And I'm so happy to be of service and to help in any possible way that I can. And I know all the other radio show hosts feel exactly the same way. We all do. We all... Honestly, you know, that's where our hearts are. We want to help. We're here to help all of you because, you know, it helps all of you. It also helps us. It never just goes one way. But my mission is to leave people better than I found them. And so if I am leaving all of you better than I found you, then I have done my job. I really have. And hopefully we can all get something good from everything that everybody here on 1T Radio has to offer. And I'm really happy. Thank you so much for that, Shell. That's such a nice thing to say. I appreciate that more than you know. But I have to go. Jamie Dawn is coming up next, so I hope you'll stay tuned for her, and then Serena after her. And I want to, again, say thank you for all of you for being here and putting up with the frog in my throat. I love you all so much, and I really... really look forward to being here again with you next week. So have a great week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.